Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be at work, at home. You could be in your vehicle. You could be holding it down. You could be traveling the highways, the byways, the freeways, the back rooms, the hallways, whatever. Thank you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is holding it down in New York City. And thank you to you. If you're listening via traditional radio, thank you for listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, you can put it on your phone for free. Sirius XM channel 158, if you got Sirius XM. And everybody listening on a smart speaker. Yeah, that's right. You could literally walk in your door and you can just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. It'll make it happen for you. It's easy. I'll pop right on up. Take the JR Sport Brief Show with you anywhere. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've had an opportunity in a night to kind of foreshadow what looks like is going to be an all-Texas American League Championship Series. Why? Because the Texas Rangers eliminated the Baltimore Orioles 7-1. In doing so, they sweep them. The Baltimore Orioles are only the second 100-plus win team in the wild card era to not win a single postseason game. I want you to take a listen, I should say, to the final call, courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network.
Leclerc set. He delivers. He struck him out swinging. And the Rangers have swept the Orioles in the division series. Hello, ALCS.
Houston Astros are trying to do their part. Earlier today, earlier in the evening, the Houston Astros beat the Minnesota Twins. The final score there was 9-1. Houston now leads their series 2-1. And they could thank two home runs from Jose Abreu. He hit a three-run home. There's a lot of home runs, damn it. He hit a three-run home run in the first, and then
he hit a two-run.
Say again, Shaq.
You want to hear that first three-run homer?
You got the three-run home run?
Hey, you call it. We got it, man.
Yeah, let's hear the three-run home run.
The pitch. And Abreu cranks it deep to left field. Kiss it goodbye. A three-run home run for Jose Abreu. And the Astros have a 4-0 lead in the first.
And damn it, Jose Abreu, he came through, as DJ Khaled would say. In the ninth, another one.
1-0. And that is hammered deep to left field. Kiss it goodbye. Second home run of the day for Jose Abreu. This one's a two-run shot. He's driven in five. Astros lead is 9-1.
And 9-1 was the final score. Yordan Alvarez hit a home run. Alex Bregman hit a home run. Now, I told you it was a lot of home runs, damn it. The Astros beat the Twins 9-1. They lead the series 2-1. And it looks like they're gonna beat the Twins. We are looking in the face. Sorry, Minnesota fans. We're looking in the face of a Houston Astros, Texas Rangers championship series, ALCS. Let's see what happens. Anyway, speaking of Houston, Texas, the Houston Rockets got a new guy on their team. They just gave him an $86 million contract for 4 years after the Memphis Grizzlies said we don't want him because he talked too much crap. It's Dillon Brooks. And so Dillon Brooks tonight made his preseason debut, for the Houston Rockets. And it took Dillon Brooks all but, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get ejected. No, 5 minutes. It took this man 5 minutes to get ejected in a preseason game against the Pacers. He went to go push through a screen, and let's just say he interacted with a part of Daniel Tice's body that you probably want to avoid. Listen to this, courtesy of the Rockets television network.
And when you have a guy that just makes you have a long night.
there's another one, a bit of an elbow there to Tice, who is...
I love it.
And now Tice and Brooks have some words with one another because of the unnecessary contact. But obviously they also thought it was excessive contact for Dillon Brooks. So his first outing with the Rockets here in the preseason is a short-lived one.
Yeah, well, look, first of all, it wasn't an elbow. He hit the man in the nether regions trying to go through a screen. And Dillon Brooks, he spoke to the media literally just a few minutes ago, and he was asked, hey, man, well, you think you're being targeted? And Dillon Brooks said, what do they call me, Dillon the villain? Well, you wouldn't be a villain if you shut the hell up. You wouldn't be a villain if you weren't punching dudes in the crotch in the preseason. Like, how are you getting ejected in the preseason? What is he going to do when he takes on the Lakers? Is he going to bite LeBron James? Like, what are we doing here? Hey, Chef, when is somebody going to elbow him in the head?
They haven't done it now. They're not going to do it now.
I wish Serge Ibaka he don't play no more, but Serge is in Europe now. I wish Serge was here in America because Serge would give him an elbow. There's nobody to... There's no more goons in the NBA.
It's not even goons, JR. It's just real downright enforcers like Mahorn, Oakley, Rodman, Ben, Big Ben, even Artest. Artest wouldn't allow this, honestly? Derek Fisher. Like, we just don't have those guys anymore.
Who would be most likely to hit Dillon Brooks? Nobody, right?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, the guy most likely to hit Dillon Brooks would be Draymond Green.
No, Bobby Portis.
Yeah, crazy eyes, Mr. Mayor. I'll give you that.
Bobby Portis.
I'll give you that, yep.
Bobby Portis would hit Dillon Brooks.
You know, another guy would hit Dillon Brooks who would do to Dillon Brooks even worse? Grayson Allen.
but he'd do it while running backwards.
Fair enough.
With his foot. He'd trip him and run away. I mean, come on.
Right. You know,
he got traded to where? Phoenix, right?
Yeah. You know the other guy that would have done it, but he just retired? Udonis Haslem.
Yeah, he's been a relic on a bench for a minute.
Okay,
now.
Fair enough. He's been semi-retired for 7 years. That's fair.
He was talking crap with his own players.
Yeah, that's fair. Well,
Jimmy Butler.
Some would say, you know, Butler needed to get a good talking to. You can't go after a head coach like that, a two-time champion at that.
Listen, they are using his
his emo headshot. They're using it. It's been used already.
Yeah.
So we got to look at his emo headshot all year long. Anyway, Dylan Brooks in midseason form coming through with a punch to the crotch to get ejected 5 minutes into the preseason. Dylan Brooks earning all $86 million of his dollars by punching people in the groin. And it has begun, folks. The NBA season is underway. Thank you, Dylan Brooks. Speaking of low blows, what's the deal with Aaron Rodgers? Like, is he bored? I know he's in the past he's gotten paid. I assume he still is, to show up on Pat McAfee's show and just say whatever. And he's utilized the platform to talk about his exit from Green Bay. He's talked about being or not being vaccinated. He's talked about his experience now with the Jets. And we know he's got a blown out Achilles. And so he's recovering. And he's still doing these weekly shows, I think maybe twice a week now, with Pat McAfee. And so last week, with the New York Jets taking on Kansas City, Aaron Rodgers put a little dig at Travis Kelce. He called him Pfizer Man. If you haven't watched any of these NFL games, Travis Kelce, he's been in a Pfizer commercial. Okay, big deal. It's like, okay, fine. That's his business. He wants to be in a commercial. Fine, whatever. Aaron Rodgers gives him this dig, and Travis Kelce goes, well, man, yeah, I got no problem. I got vaccinated. I'm protecting myself and my family, and sure, that's fine. Like, who cares? This is business, right? No, wrong. Aaron Rodgers wanted to take an opportunity to respond. Aaron Rodgers responded to Travis Kelce's point that, about Johnson & Johnson. The Johnson family owns the New York Jets, a pharmaceutical company. And Aaron Rodgers continued on. I thought that this was 2020, the way that Aaron Rodgers went on about being or not being vaccinated. And then he continued on. Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show today basically said, you know what? We can have a debate about this. And I'm like, here he is. This is the jerk version of Aaron Rodgers. Here, take a listen.
I mean, listen, you know, Mr. Pfizer said he didn't think he would be in a vax war with me.
Oh, boy.
Didn't think he'd be in a vax war with me. This ain't a war, homie. This is just conversation. But if you want to have some sort of duel, debate, have me on the podcast. Come on the show. Let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Cash it out.
Let's do it like in John Wick 4, right? So we both have a second.
Nice.
Right? So somebody to help us out. I'm going to take my man, RFK Jr.
Okay.
Okay. As an independent.
Hell yeah.
Right? And he can have, you know, Tony Fauci or some other pharmacrat. And we can have a conversation about this.
Every week that goes by, you see, I was liking him again. I was like, because I loved him as a quarterback. And then he just became ridiculously arrogant and fighting and not being honest. And it's like, oh, go away. And then in Green Bay, he's a pain in the ass. It's like, go away. And then he gets to the New York Jets and it's just like, oh, he's likable. And now that he's been hurt, he doesn't shut up. It's like his ego was suppressed for, I don't know, all but 2 months, and now it's back. Like, I get paid to talk. I think it's great for me. I don't get paid as much as him, but I get paid to talk just about anything. But him? Who talks as much as him? Nobody. I don't know if there's an insecurity there. It's a lot of arrogance. A lot of me. Let the New York Jets play football, man. Why we gotta hear you? He can't get out of his own way. And who's arguing? I haven't heard this in a while. Who's arguing about vaccinations for a guy who didn't want to talk about it 3 years ago? He is certainly. Just burning the oil on it now, like, for what? Let it go. Like, I guess he got nothing better to talk about. He's not playing football right now. I guess you can only talk about an Achilles for so long, and now you got to get it. I expect Travis Kelce to ignore him. Like, what are we doing here? And I get it. I guess it's supposed to be funny. It's actually sad. Hey, Shep, what does this guy do when they finish the interview? Is he just sad by himself, or what is he doing?
Probably counting the money that they give him for being on ESPN twice a week. That's what he's doing.
What, are you wiping his tears with his money?
That, and he's probably, seeking his next, romantic partner that's 20 years younger.
Is that what he does?
That's what he does, yeah.
Oh, is she 20 years young? Oh, Edens, right? Isn't she the daughter of the Bucks, right?
Oh, geez. You know what? Like, I'm not going to pretend to know, JR. What I will say is this. With Aaron Rodgers, there's a commonality. They're getting younger and younger. And that.
Whoa.
That
I don't know about that, bro.
I do.
I don't keep up.
The only reason I know this is because it's Aaron Rodgers. So it's in your face whether we like it or not. I mean, first it was Olivia Wilde. Not Olivia Wilde. Olivia Munn, who was around his age. Then Danica Patrick, she gets younger. Then that Woodley character, she's
Woodley?
Like 10 years his junior.
I don't know who that is. Woodley?
Well, Shanae Woodley.
Who's that?
It was the woman that he was seeing before the recent one.
I don't know.
But the point is, Aaron Rodgers is very superficial. That then translates to these interviews, because
I just thought he's into himself. How about that?
He's into himself. He's superficial. He is, and so that translates into these interviews. So again, not to harp on this, but he understands he can get away with saying anything, and he also gets a huge paycheck from this. JR, I don't think for one second Aaron Rodgers gives a you know what about the success and the maturation of Zach Wilson. He understands this is his last chance at having a formidable reputation as an NFL player. So he's saying all the right things. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to get shown up by a tight end. That's what that was about.
Yeah.
He's reminding him who is who in the pecking order.
Oh, yeah, no, he's all about him. And that's very apparent. Come on. Zach Wilson is playing football. It don't matter if it's good, bad, somewhere in between right now. Zach Wilson is the one playing football for the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is rehabbing, and he himself said that it would be a pretty much a miracle for him to return this season. But he's teasing it. For what? If you're supposed to be big brother and supportive of Zach Wilson, I would think the supportive thing would be to take a back seat and support him and not talking about taking the job at the end of the year.
Correct. Like, correct.
He's full of himself.
Yes.
In every regard, not just in football, but he's just full of himself. I don't know. There's something there with him that is just missing.
He does think in any interview, any conversation, he is the smartest person alive. And I can respect that. But Aaron Rodgers only reads one form of literature. It starts with a C, so you or an R. So you understand what kind of where he falls on what side of the aisle when it comes to what politically he believes. But there's also that mindset. I'm not saying every Republican
is this way.
Well,
I don't know what the man believes. He said he's an independent thinker.
He's a hardcore conservative. That's okay. And there are some wonderful Republicans in this country. John McCain was one of my favorite politicians of all time, JR. But and this applies to both sides. This is not just Republicans. This is not just Democrats. But there are a lot of people in both parties that believe what they do and what they think is above all everyone else. And that's Aaron Rodgers for you. And it's a shame.
Yeah, he's. I tell you, he just needs a hug. That's it. He needs a hug. He needs somebody to love him. That's what I think. Maybe you have a little bit of just a little humility. Just a little bit. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, yeah, by the way, Travis Kelce, there's some football stuff going on with him. Ankle injury. Looks like he's going to play, though. And these Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce, it's a good opponent to have. They're going to take on the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. That's going to be ass-whooping. If you thought the Thursday night games weren't already bad, how many points are the Chiefs going to hang up? I get it. This is not the super high-powered Chiefs. But against the Broncos, I think they're going to do some things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Unfortunately, we do have some players that are hurt. We can look at the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about A-Chain on the other side of the break. I'll get to your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you, this Thursday night, we got the Broncos and we got the Kansas City Chiefs. Broncos going absolutely nowhere, and the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to go back to another Super Bowl and another victory. In the process of this past Sunday's game, Travis Kelce, this man, against the Minnesota Vikings, he hurt his ankle in the second. He came back and caught three passes in the third quarter, and ultimately he helped his team, the Chiefs, beat the Vikings despite the ankle injury. Well, we heard that he should be all good to go on Thursday. Now, we've had quite a few injuries here over the past week in the NFL. Earlier on in the show, we talked about Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to be put on injured reserve. He's going to be out at minimum for the next 4 weeks for the Vikings, and the Vikings weren't going anywhere with him. For Justin Jefferson, this might have an effect, probably not a lot, on his contract status. I know he was looking for a new deal. And then, just statistically speaking, Justin Jefferson was trying to be the first wide receiver to haul in 2,000 yards in a season. That ain't going to happen when you're out here missing four games, unless he comes back and they just throw the ball at him every damn time, which they do pretty much anyway. Also, on the injury front, this stinks for the Miami Dolphins. It really does. Devon Achane, this man has just basically burst out of absolutely nowhere to be second in the NFL in rushing behind Christian McCaffrey. It's fun to watch him because he's not a big dude. He can't be more than 5'8", 5'9", and he is just, he's like Mighty Mouse out there. He actually, oh man, oh, what's his name? All my Saints fans remember who the hell he is. He was really Mighty Mouse. Ugh, I'm going to remember his name in a break.
Sproles?
Yes, Darren Sproles. Right. Yes. Yes, San Diego, the Saints. Yeah, he reminds me of Sproles. It's like when he gets the ball, he gone. That's it. And so when he's gotten the ball, 12 yards a carry, this dude is nuts. And so Raheem Mostert is able to go out there and punch it in at the goal line as the old man vet, if you want to call him that. And A-Chain, man, you get this guy in open space, he gone. That should just be his name. He gone. But unfortunately, he's going to be out with a knee injury, which absolutely sucks. If we ought to look at any positive news, and I don't know if there could be anything positive when it comes to the Chargers, Austin Eckler is going to be back. He injured his ankle pretty much in the first week of the season against the Miami Dolphins, and it looks like he's going to be ready to go against the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are back in action against the Chargers Monday Night Football. Let's see what Brandon Staley cooks up to lose next. There's just always something with the Chargers. They can't get out of their damn way at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. Mike is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I missed part of the show. I was looking at the Orioles game. I mean, I'm just happy. We had a hell of a season. Nobody anticipated it. And we had great accomplishments. But I just have a bad taste in my mouth because I don't think going forward to the playoffs, we put ourselves in the best position to win with two moves. One, not having John Means activated, and two, having a pitcher, Brian Baker, on the roster. He sucks. And I think those two things going forward, it didn't give us the best opportunity to maximize our playoff chances. And but, you know, it's been a great year. And then one other thing I had to say is I kind of thought that Kramer tonight, he had to have a heavy heart. I kind of thought they maybe shouldn't have started him because, you know, he...
Why? Because of Israel?
Yeah. He lives in Israel part of the year, and his family is safe, but, you know, he even admitted it. You know, he had a heavy heart. Now, I don't think that going forward, they should have started him, man. I mean, I'm not saying that he pitched bad because
we
of that.
We don't know.
I know, but I think going forward, though, they maybe shouldn't have...
And thank you so much, Mike, for calling from Baltimore. There's no way to know that. I mean, a lot of times when people are dealing with distractions or tragedy, sometimes just having to focus in and drill in on work can be a relief. And yes, for Kramer tonight on the mound, he stunk. An inning in 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 6 earned runs. Texas got busy early, had 6 runs in the first 2 innings. He got smacked around. We can always look in the rearview mirror. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's chill. We don't know. And if he would have went out there and threw, you know, 6 innings, a no-hit ball, then nobody would be saying anything. We talk about how tough he is and how he was determined. So things like that can go either way. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Scott. Go on ahead.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm just curious about the Aaron Rodgers thing. You know, you guys blame him or get on him about
Scott,
having his anti-vax.
Scott, are you on speakerphone?
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You can't do that. Can you talk into the phone?
Is that better?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, man. Live radio show. The quality is amazing. Now, go ahead.
No, perfect. No, so I'm curious. Like, I work in medical. I've had COVID. I got the vaccine. I got COVID twice more. And the studies are that your antibodies work better than the vaccine. So whether he's pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, like, I don't understand. So Kelsey's getting paid for his advertisements for Pfizer. So why would you guys hate on him? I don't get it.
Hate on who?
Aaron Rodgers.
You can address me since I'm the one speaking now. How am I hating on Aaron Rodgers?
Making fun of Kelsey.
Hold on. Oh, stop it. Well, let's talk here. Slow down. How am I hating on Aaron Rodgers? What did I say?
Well, your take was that, you know.
Not your guys. Me.
Okay. Your take was, you know, he made fun of Kelsey because he did the Pfizer thing, whatever. I'm just curious why.
No, how am I hating on him? That's what I'm asking you.
Your comments.
No, I'm asking, what did I say? What were my comments? Because I don't think I said anything to hate on him. I'm asking you, what did I say to make you say that?
Well, because you were saying, oh, here's Aaron Rodgers. He's not playing this year, and he's got these comments.
Well, that's very broad. I don't think that's hating on him. What I said is, for a guy who is not playing football right now for the New York Jets, he is a massive distraction, and he's very into himself. I don't think that's hating on him. I think that's a fact. I don't know too many other quarterbacks or too many other players, period. Typically, when a guy is injured, you don't hear or see anything about them. Typically, when a guy is injured, he's one of the best players
in the NFL in the last 15 years.
He is one of the best players in the NFL. But there's a precedent amongst the NFL, flat and period, that if someone is injured and not available to play, they typically don't speak to the media. Anybody. Nobody. There have been guys who have been more successful than Aaron Rodgers over the past 15 to 20 years who have been reserved or not been available, and they don't speak or do weekly podcasts or shows. That's the start. Second of all, they don't necessarily just sit down and do weekly shows or updates. They don't talk over the talent who they are in the same position with. He has openly talked about
– Who covers that? Sorry. You guys, the media.
No. You can talk to me, Scott. You can address me as something that I say.
You don't have to.
Hold on a second.
You don't have to bring him up.
Stop. You just said something, and now you're starting to make no sense here. I don't have to talk about anyone. For the same reason that you just said, he is one of the best players. There's a reason that he's talked about, because he is one of the best football players and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I don't speak for the media. I speak for myself. And I'm here, just like anyone else, to have an opinion. And I find someone to be one of the best quarterbacks and one of the best players over the past 15 years, he could have and should have an opportunity to do better. There's no reason for anybody of his success to currently be hurt and be injured and to openly talk about how, hey, you know what? I'm going to support this guy, but then I'm going to come back and take his job at the end of the year. And for his comments as it relates to Travis Kelce, I find it also kind of late in the game to just be throwing darts almost 3 years later. Who is running around talking about, guess, oh, my God, I'm going to challenge somebody to a vaccination challenge? Who's doing that?
No, I agree. I just don't think – I just think that the vaccination thing should be a mute conversation because
– You just said what I – wait. You know? You just said what I said. Whether you said moot or mute, yeah. It's mute. Old. Why is he fighting with Travis Kelce?
I guess because they're trying to make it more relevant about getting vaccines or vaccinations again.
Here's the thing. It's seasonal. It comes and it goes. He is the one who has taken such a hard line to say, I'm going to challenge you to a debate. The commercials, and thank you, Scott, for calling from Boston.
Sure.
The conversations haven't gone anywhere. But what I haven't heard outside of people drumming up old news is to say, I'm going to have me a debate. Me and Kelce can have a debate. And so I'm not hating on Aaron Rodgers. I'm just telling you the damn truth. Guys go on injured reserve. And you know where they go? To rehab. They go work. The teams don't make them available to speak. They don't talk. He's not just talking. He's talking about coming back to get his job back. But he supports Zach Wilson. Well, if Zach Wilson and the Jets succeed and go to the playoffs, that would mean that Zach Wilson probably did a decent job. And so you're just going to walk back in and take it? Come on. Carmine is here from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carmine?
Hey, JR. I just want to talk about these NFL games in Europe. It really, really frustrates me. The first obvious thing about these NFL games that everybody knows, but it needs to be said again, it counts as a home game for that team, one of the teams. So everyone who works at the stadium, everyone who has a little restaurant or a little shop by the stadium that counts on that foot traffic, loses that to Europe. In addition to that, all that revenue and all the little part-time jobs that a football game counts for, it all goes to Europe. In addition to that, they are not even kind enough to schedule it in USA time, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock a.m. It's an earlier game. In addition to that, how unfair was it last week when Jacksonville got to stay in Europe and host the Buffalo Bills? How unfair was that to them that the Buffalo Bills had to make that 11-hour journey?
Carmine, yeah, that was unfair. And Roger Goodell made it very clear that they wanted to go ahead and see what that would look like for a team that stays. I think we all know that was an unfair advantage. But your ultimate point about the NFL taking place in Europe, I got to remind you, Carmine, and I think you're aware of this, the NFL is a business, okay? We can all talk about the small businesses that lose home game revenue, et cetera. We can go on about that. the NFL is a business first. They're not beholden to all the ancillary businesses that decide to piggyback off of the games. That's the nature of business. That's just what it is.
Jared, you wouldn't tell me that if we never played another NFL Europe game, that it would be billions and millions or billions and billions of lost revenue for the NFL.
They are a league. It's not about lost revenue. No, it's not. But the NFL is trying to grow its brand. And so what the hell is wrong with that? It's a business. That's what businesses do.
I don't see how the brand can grow anymore. And then what about...
Carmine, wait a minute. I got to be honest here. If you don't see how the NFL can grow anymore, then there's nothing else that you and I can talk about. I mean, well, Dan, I don't see how the NFL can grow some more. What? It is a business. You don't see how the NFL can grow some more? In an ideal world, in an ideal space, not that we live in one, the NFL would be able to have a successful league in Europe. The NFL would be able to have a successful league in South America. They'd be able to have a successful league in Australia. It's a business, bro. They have different teams in different cities. They've already tried to have an offshoot in Europe. It didn't work. You don't think that they would like to do that again? You don't think that the NFL, if they could, would say, oh, well, it makes money. It makes sense for us. Let's go ahead and have an offshoot in Canada and get the CFL the hell up on out of here. If you run a business and you don't see an opportunity for growth, then you don't need to have a business. And the NFL isn't worth billions upon billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars because they woke up and said, all right, we good. Okay, yeah, we got four teams, we're good. We got eight teams, we're good. We got 16 teams, we're good. We got 30 teams, we're good. If you run a business and you ain't thinking about growth, you ain't running nothing. You're running yourself into the ground. I gotta say, that is one of the most surprising statements I've ever heard in a long time. You don't see how the NFL could possibly grow anymore? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, folks. It's that time of the show. I got to provide you with the Defensive Player of the Week. Sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And for this week, the Defensive Player of the Week happens to play outfield for the Atlanta Braves. His name, Michael Harris Jr. Yesterday, the Braves' big comeback, down 4-1. Bouncing back to beat the Phillies 5-4, Austin Riley hitting a two-run bomb to give them the lead. Michael Harris helped seal it. Took a catch off the wall, took a hit away from Nick Castellanos, an RBI away from him, and then he decided to push out a double play by putting out Bryce Harper at first. It's Michael Harris Jr. We had two matchups, two games tonight in the American League. Those Braves, those Phillies, they will be back in action tomorrow night, Wednesday night. And we'll be able to keep you up to date on that as well. Looks like we're going to have an all-Texas ALCS. And this sounds kind of nuts. It looks like that we're going to have the Diamondbacks as well in the National League Championship Series. And let's see what happens between these Braves and Phillies. At least they're giving us a little bit more of a competitive matchup than what we've already seen in the American League. 855-212-4. The other side of the break, you know, we talked tonight about a lot of dudes being hurt. Travis Kelce dealing with an ankle. You're supposed to play, should play against the Bears. Okay, or excuse me, the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. We talked about Justin Jefferson being hurt with a hamstring. Devon Achane from the Dolphins, he's hurt. There's a guy in the NBA. He's always hurt. And people are looking at him like he's supposed to all of a sudden, I don't know, be healthy? I'll tell you who it is. But right now, let's get to more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is from Michigan. What's up, Sean? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, you're talking about hurt guys. I mean, my team's winning, but we went out and signed Gardner Johnson. We went out and signed Mosley. Yeah. Both of them out for the season in the first 5 weeks of the season. So we revamped our secondary, and everybody's out. It's, hey, Dan Campbell's doing a great job. These guys got it on the right path, but. Man, that's tough.
That's a lot of money. The Lions have done a great job running the football, and they've also done a great job stopping the run. Dan Campbell's also been very aggressive. Goff hasn't thrown the ball to the other team. So it's been a good start here, and I don't think they've even maxed out on what they can do yet. They still got time to do more.
No, we got a good football team. It's just, you know, I'm not down on it. I just, you know, when you revamp the entire secondary, which everybody knew they needed to do, and then they're both. I mean, Mosley played two snaps coming off an ACL. That's tough, man. He's been out. He had an ACL injury. He played two snaps, and then he blew his other ACL. I mean, that's tough. The Aaron Rodgers stuff.
He needs to drink some milk. Hey, go quick, Sean. We're up against a break.
Okay. Stop putting a mic in front of the guy. He's a gold jacket guy. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. Stop putting a mic in front of us. I know he wants to be great.
He's making money. ESPN is making money. We're making money. Everybody's making money, Sean.
He's just calling out Kelce for doing his ads, and he's having fun with it. But, I mean, I don't care about it. You know, I'm a Lions fan. I hate his ass. I don't care about that. I hate him, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, he's probably, now that he's older and gone, he's probably one of the reasons that the Lions can have unfettered success in the NFC North. So,
how about the Lions put him out of his division because we beat him four straight times? So. Everybody misses that angle.
one way to get them on out the door. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Michigan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls. Speaking of injuries, we're going to talk about super injury on the NBA side. Is it Anthony Davis or is it Kawhi? I'll tell you, don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
1 year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face-to-face with the paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.